Okay, so nothing better than learning a piece of Nesiva Shalom. Well, and it's a short piece, actually. One of the shortest I can recall from the Sefer. Many are a page or two. Some go for several pages. This is all fits on one page nicely. But don't mistake the shortness for the lack of depth. He has two very powerful ideas here. And the mahalach of the Nesiva Shalom is to take events in the Torah and explain how they're not really events. I mean, obviously they are, but they're not merely events. They're not merely a historical retelling. There's an avoda to be learned from that. So, let me just read a few psukim, actually, one second, if I'll pull up. It's just describing the end of Chav Vav in the Parsha about how they're going to divide up Eretz Yisrael. So, Rashi points out this is one of those unique circumstances where normally the children inherit the parents. This could be a case where the parents will inherit the children if there's more. Where is the pasuk? Here we are. The big Rashi over here. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe le'emor le'ele techalek ha'aretz benachala b'mispar shemos. So these are the ones that are going to inherit Eretz Yisrael. We're talking at the end of the 40 years. And now, is b'mispar shemos, by their names, l'rav tarbe nachalaso, for the one who's large will get a larger inheritance, v'lama'at, into the smaller one, tam'it nachalaso, get a lesser, there'll be a miyut, a reducing of his inheritance. Ish l'fi fukudav, yutan nachalaso. So each man, according to the way he's counted, he's remembered, will be his inheritance. So I'm not going to get into the too technical details, because that's not really what the piece is about, but he begins by quoting Gemara in Bava Basra. Kuf Yud Zayin, 117. Nechleku Rabbi Yoshia of Rabbi Yonasan. So who's this referring to? Im liyotze Mitzrayim, nischalka haaretz, is those who left Mitzrayim, that's who's getting the land? Oh, leboy haaretz, are those who are coming now and are entering into Eretz Yisrael, those are the ones who are going to be receiving this chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the machlokas. Fine. V'yishlomer machlokasam aidei avoda. But we can explain what are they arguing about on a deeper level. You find this in Chabad's form also as well, that will take a machlokas, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, and say there really is a fundamental idea that's motivating this machlokas. So alpi avoda, what are we supposed to learn from this? What are they arguing about in terms of how I'm serving Hashem? Dehine, b'avodas Hashem yish beis chalakim. We know that there are two major paths and approaches, and there's a time and place for each one. But the two different aspects are sur mirav v'ase tov. There we have to, sur mirav means to turn away and to stop getting rid of all the negativity things and the harmful things and the destructive actions that we have in our lives. Then there's the ase tov, to focus on the positive, to do good things. And normally, oh wait, can you hear me? I just got a pop-up over here. Hello, give me a thumb. Can you hear me? Oh, yeah, okay. I don't know. Something just popped up saying, cannot detect. Look in the chat if you can detect me. Yes, okay. Look, so that just this proves you can't take everything you say seriously, because they say I can't be heard, and you tell me I can be heard. Baruch Hashem. Okay. So, again, we're going to work out the difference here between Sumirava Ase Tov. Normally, that's the order. There's an exception on Pesach, but for the normal course of the year, the Derech in Avod is always first to get rid, you know, clean up the cobwebs, get out all the schmutz, and then you bring in the nice fancy furniture. That's how you prepare something. That's how we have to do ourselves, the Sumer Ase Tov. So it explains like this. These two, this machlok is about who's getting Eretz Yisrael, is corresponding to these two aspects. Here he says, fourth one, Yotze Mitzrayim, those who leave Mitzrayim, who inyan Sumerah. Meaning, as we spoke about last week, when we were talking about the piece from the Reb Tzadok, that idea about getting out of Mitzrayim, that chipazon of just leaving. Nobody wanted to leave Mitzrayim. It wasn't pshat that they had a guard there that was with a gun protecting the borders. No, nobody wanted to leave. It was such a PR, such a culture that this is where everybody wanted to be. They would rather be an Eved in Eretz Yisrael. So to get out of that Mitzrayim and everything that it represents, goy mi kerev goy, to be pulled out and to break free from all that, that's the aspect of Sur Mirah. To get out of the klipa, that source, that husk of impurity. That's the one aspect. And the other tzad is boy ha'aretz, hu inyan asei tov, coming into Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Achayim. And it doesn't obviously necessarily have to mean physically Eretz Yisrael. It means getting to the place where a person needs to be. In next week's parasha, there's a famous Torah from the Morinayim that he explains that the Membeis Masaos, the 42 travels and journeys that a person goes, the Klal Yisrael went through, every person on an individual level has to go to their own 42 journeys to get to that place that's mechuvan for them. So that's what we're talking about over here. This idea of the Asei Tov is the generation of coming into Eretz Yisrael. L'hikanez al Eretz asher Hashem elkecha dori shosah. The land Hashem is always seeking after, right? Ve'im ki shleimus avodas Hashem hi aidei bezin yonim ke'achad. To have these two things really is the ultimate. It's not one or the other. That's not what we're talking about. We're really the machlokus is which is the first step, which is preferable. But everybody agrees you have to have both. Oh, shalom, Joey. Ach nechleku mahu ikar avoidus Hashem ma miskayim tachlis ritzoyni yizborach. The machlokus over here is what's the ikar? Not then which one is one versus the other. The both you have to have. But what's the main thing to focus on? Should I focus on getting rid of the negativity in my life, or should I focus on increasing the positive things? Im aydei yitzia mehra zoicha adam letachlis avoidus Hashem. Is the way will I get to the tachlis, which is represented, again, symbolically, by getting into Eretz Yisrael, I mean to achieve that place where I'm supposed to be, is that accomplished primarily through Yitzia Mehara, getting out of the negative things in my life? Oh, Aideh HaKnisa El HaToiv, or getting into and putting myself into the positive place. So at first glance, it would seem that of course it's the Asei Tov. How can the tachlis be just to remove all the negativity in my life? But for some people, that is a victory. Someone who's struggling with serious issues, addictions, or depression, or avarus, these types of things, that sur merah is a victory. If you've successfully, in a real powerful way, eliminated all the negativities from your life, then that is the tachlis. So let's see where the Rebbe goes. V'zeh gam inyan shtei madregos shemitzinu b'yerushas ha'aretz. This idea of Sur Meravah Tov also continues into the two stages of when the actual, we'll call it the conquering and dividing the land. Zayin Shekivshu v'Zayin Shechilku. The 7 years of conquering, driving out all the enemies that live there, and then 7 years that took to actually divide up and give each person their correct portion. So whenever you hear the number seven, you know, something should be going off. Ari, you should be thinking, Shiva, that's the seven Midos. So 7 years of conquering, 7 years of dividing is something to do with being mevarer, of purifying, being mezakech, and cleansing out these seven midos. Here we go. Second line. Design shikiv shumarumas lezayin hamidos hanimsos tacha shilton yitzahara vasitra achra. That there are midos that are not bad or good, but they just, it's a character trait. It's a character trait of ahava. So an ahava for a good thing, well, that's when you love Torah, and you love your fellow Jews, and you love Eretz Yisrael. But there's an ahava nefula, which is explained in the Svarim, in Morinayim and others. That's when a person has a love for things that are not healthy, for things that are exact the opposite of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. Akedei kach, when the Torah describes the incest between a brother and sister, it's called a chesed, right? That's an ahava nefula, that's an ahava in all the wrong way. So we had these seven midos. These midos were under the Yetzirah, the Sitra Achra. Shereishis avodehi lichvosh hazayin midos, belitul osa metachas yad ha'oyev hu Yetzirah, to grab them back. So these 7 years of conquest was represented by getting it out of the realm of the Yetzirah, of using all these midos, of tiferes, of using beauty and splendor for mitzvos, of a hiddur mitzvah, but not using tiferes and beauty and splendor for inappropriate things. After these 7 years of seven midos, getting them out of the realm of the klipa, then we come to the next stage, and again, this always happened within dividing up the land. So then comes the 7 years of dividing up. When a person feels a love towards something that's bad, an unhealthy attraction, a temptation, or something like that. So says the Baal Shem Tov, all of Ladas, ki ein ra yorei min ha-shamayim. Person has to stop and meditate and think, There's no such thing as Ra coming from Hashem. It might look to me like something bad, but really, really, there must be something good behind it that's animating it. So if this love is coming, this passion is coming into me, what really am I supposed to use my love for? I'm supposed to use my love for Torah. I'm supposed to use my love for Bnei Yisrael. So therefore, I take this love, and that's the way the Sfarim HaKadoshim talk about elevating it by attaching it back to its source. We could do a simpler example of Gevura, right? Gevura, so a person could be driving along, minding their own business, and all of a sudden, they see in the rearview mirror, police, headlights, uh-oh, a Gevura. Am I going to get pulled over? Am I going to get a ticket? So right now, I'm feeling a little afraid. I have a Gevura that crept into me. But that Gevura, that doesn't come from a policeman. Real Gevura comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So a person takes that Mida and that feeling of Gevura and then elevates and says, one second, what am I really supposed to be afraid of? Yesh din v'yesh dayin. There's a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. That's where I should take this Gevura and this year, and I should elevate to the source. All of Ladas ki ein rar yoy min ha-shamayim el ha-shenosnu lo ato min ha-shamayim matona. As midas ha'ava kadesh shiach niso el ha-kadusha b'avodas Hashem. When that Mida comes into our lives, we have an opportunity to elevate it in avodas Hashem. So there seems to be a split within different schools of thought whether this is, you know, really something that's practical for everybody. Skver, Morinayim certainly would say that. In Chabad, they have a section in Yiddish that say, you know, you can't jump higher than your head. Which means, really, for big tzaddikim, they could take this idea about elevating these mitos back to their source. But for us, we're just supposed to, you know, get away with them. Don't spend too much time on these types of inyanim. But here the Nesiva Shalom is saying that we have to focus on that, right? We're up to Shishkiya Avaso Ba'avas Hashem Ba'avas Yisrael, right? To take that love and to put it in the right place. Kimochim b'chol hamidos, and that's what we do for every midas. We explain with Gevura, with Ahava, Tiferes, all of them. The Gam Lamanda Oimer Boy Ha'aret Nis Chalko. And according to the opinion who said, the Gemara in Kuf Yud Zayin, who said that there really is those who are coming to Eretz Yisrael, Tachlis Avodas Hashem Hi Asei Tov. That is the, not getting rid of him, but the main point is to do good. Eine Yochel Agilios Mi Boy Ha'aretz Elaim Kein Mi Koide Makdim Vazeh Zayin Shekivshu. You can't get into Eretz Yisrael unless you've conquered these mitos. You can't do good unless you've already, you know, sublimated these things. V'yoytzi mitachas shilton hamidos haros v'kovsha midei hayetzahara. You got them out, and they're not influencing a person to do negative things against the rotzen of Hashem. Rakachukach yochel hu lagil zayin shnechel. Then you can go to the seven of inheritance. That we can get into the whole purpose why we're in the world of making a nachas ruach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the first approach that the Nesiva Shalom has over here, working out this machlokis. But now he takes it to a different approach as well. On the left hand side, uva'od oifin yeshlomer. No way of explaining the machlokis. Iliotzi Mitzrayim nischalkel haaretz olaboy haaretz. Those who left Mitzrayim, or whether we're talking about those who are coming into Eretz Israel. Dehine, dor yotzi Mitzrayim haydor dea. So this was an exalted generation. They firsthand witnessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu's miracles, and the Sfarim HaKadoshim talk about this. He quotes right here, actually, on the third line. K'di'is b'zor HaKadosh Sfarim HaKadoshim sh'me'olam lo hayedor kazeh lo yihye od. There never was, and there never will be another generation like this. It was the highest level, that generation. We can't even fathom their level. Their hasagas in Avodas Hashem. Ve'ilu dor boy ha'aretz ha'amadreya ketana yose v'lo higi l'dargas dor deyem. And the second generation of those who went in, and again, let's be honest, these were no slouches, obviously, but it wasn't on that level. The door of the Midbar was a one-time-only generation, and the generation was going into Eretz Yisrael, right, after 40 years, so they were on a level slightly lower. K'di'is b'sforno. So let me read to you the Sforno the Rebbe's quoting. I believe it. He just says, "Is Sforno." I believe he's quoting a Sforno here in the beginning of the Midbar. The Sforno writes like this. It talks about the B'mis Parshemos, how we saw that the Jews were counted by name. And we saw in the Pesukim here in Parshas Pinchas. Ki hayaoz kol echa me'oso hador nechshav b'shmo. They were counted by their name. So they count the names. Hamor al tsuroso ha'ishyus ulamaloson. When you're counted by your name, there's something unique about that, right? There's something uniquely personal about that. There's something that you have that nobody else has when you're counted by your name. As our enemies, Yimach Shemam Zichrom, wanted just to reduce us to numbers, right? Even the programs they do in commemoration, names, not numbers. There's a name. When a person has a name, they have, it's who they are, right? I remember, who was it? I think Shlomo Katz said over from Shlomo Karlbach that the first Torah he ever heard from him. Yeah, Ari, right, you know who that is? Rebbe Leshava? See, he said, He said, I think the first Torah he heard from Shlomo Karlbach was, if you really care about somebody, you use their name. Like, you want to talk to somebody, you want to give them Musser. So you call them by name. Because let's say you see somebody doing something wrong. And you say, hey kid, stop that. So I don't know who you are. All I know is I'm looking at this action you're doing and it's wrong. So I say, hey, you, kid, stop that. But what happens if I know who you are and I call you by name and say, hey, Chaim, Yaakov, Sarah, stop that. So now it's not about the action as much as it's about you. I care about you. I called you up. I used your name because the name is a relationship. I care about you. And what you are doing is not good for yourself. So therefore, I care about you. And that's why. So that's a much more effective way when you have to give musar is to use the person's name. So that's fun to remind me of it. But he continues like this. Al derech ve'e da'acho b'shem. I'll make myself known to you b'shem. That's a pasuk in Shmos. But that didn't happen with the generation that came into Eretz Yisrael. The first one were counted by the name. Right? He quotes in our parsha. He's quoting the beginning of Perek Aleph. He's quoting what's going to happen in our parsha, Perek Chavav, that they're done by the families. They're called by the families, but they're not done by the names anymore. So that idea, that's a lower level. So again, Dor Deya, the first generation, he's quoting from the Sfarno, they're on a higher Madrega, they had that individuality, but the second generation of Boy Aretz was on a lower Madrega. V'ar ha-dominion mishon sh'yotzi mitzrayim parshas v'midbar, they're only counted according to their families. When you're counting somebody by the name, that's a chosh of a thing, that's godless, right? Already quotes from the Sforno said that as well. Beside from the madrigas they had from the families they came from and their parents, the yichus, hayigam kol yochid mehem adam godol mitzad atzmo. They had their own, Milus. It wasn't just they were relying upon the coattails of those who preceded them. Which was not true by the second generation of those that came into Eretz Yisrael. All they had was they were born into good families. But they didn't have that individual level of their own Mila, their own Cheshivas, their own godless. Achein. And therefore, dargosam hamiyuchedes shaldor boy haaretz haisa biyegiya bavodas Hashem. So this is a fascinating thing. They had to work for it. When you're not handed something on a silver platter, you have to do yegiya, right? In Megillah davav, yegati umetzati. When you have yegiya, you find something. You accomplish things when you do that. When the Chassidim says in Pasuk, Ve'yavod, Yisrael es Hashem, Kol Yimei Yeshua. They were serving Hashem, Ve'yavod. There was an Avdus, they were becoming Oivdei Hashem, all the lifetime of Yeshua. Ve'zehu bir ha-machlokes l'mit nechlarts. Now this is a new pshat into what this whole machlokes we started with, as to who the Pasuk is referring to. Ha'inu mau ikra avodas Hashem. So now, we're explaining, not the first piece was Sur Mirah versus Aseh Tov. Now the distinction between the two generations is one that had the Yediya, had the knowledge, and one who had the Yegiya, the toil in it. Im ha-madrega she'yotzi Mitzrayim dordeya hi ikra avodas Hashem. Is that the highest level? She'ayidei hegiya l'tachlis l'kabel chelik ba'aretz. That's you'll get your chelik in the land. Oh, b'madrega shel boy ha'aretz. Maybe the boy ha'aretz. Once we're coming into them, that's the better. Balei yegiya b'avodas Hashem. He ikra avodas Hashem. That's the main thing. They're the ones who worked in order to get their chilek. Now again, it's not one is right versus wrong, it's just where does one put more of a dagesh? Are they working on themselves? But it's not a question of which is better. They both got in there. Shetachlis avodas Hashem he beis madregos keechad. You have to have both. She'ein Yehudi magil l'shleimus avodas Hashem elakasher misachadim etzlo beis haavodas. A yid can't come to shleimus until he has or she has these two things working together. Hadas v'hayegia. Das is a chibur, means a connection. Va'adam yoda eschava. He connected to her. That we connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'yedata hayom v'hoshivos lovecha ki Hashem ulokim. We have das is working on it. And then there's the yegia. There's that of toiling and of working hard and not just sitting back and waiting for things to be handed to one. Va'ayde shnehem ke'echad. We have both these together. Magil shleimus avodas Hashem. This is how a person achieves that. And they come to the tachlis, the main point of what they're trying to achieve, which is getting into their own personal Eretz Yisrael. So, again, always a new insight that when you read the psukim and you see, okay, it's just, going through. This is who got the land. Then when you view it with the lenses of the Nesiva Shalom, it puts on a whole new perspective, and then a challenge that we need to remind ourselves of, that we have to work on our Sur Mira, we have to work on our Asei Tov, we have to work on our Das, and we have to work on our Yegia. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll wish everybody a good Shabbos.